On today's show, we're going to be discussing the dangers of improper crate use. So if you didn't know already, we did an episode earlier on about the advantages of crate training and the good things that can come from it. But if you kind of train them wrong or use crates wrong, there are some dangers that can come from that. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Welcome to The Woofy Show, the ultimate dog lover's digest. Meet your hosts, Ryan and Magda, two dog lovers ready to help you be the best dog parent, unravel the mysteries of canine behavior, and keep you updated on the latest trends in the dog world. This podcast has something for everyone. Get ready for heartwarming stories, expert advice, and a lot of laughs.
So I don't know if Magda, you want to start us off with one of the dangers that can happen with improper crate training and improper crate use?
Sure. You jumping right into it. Hey,
yeah,
as
let's
always.
Do it. Let's do it. I mean, this is a very important, people need to know these things. Like, let's just,
they
let's
do.
Get the knowledge
out there.
So
as always, there's obviously a spectrum of like the using your tools in a good way. And then there's using your tools in an ethical, unethical way. So we want to like, obviously make sure that we use our tools properly. Because one of the dangers that can happen if you use a crate in the wrong manner is that you're actually going to develop isolation in your dog. So your dog can become, you know, sad and lonely and depressed. It can lead to boredom and things like that if you leave your dog in the crate for extended amount of time.
Okay, hence the boredom and the, fair enough.
So the recommended time that is generally accepted between people is about 8 hours.
That's like the maximum though. I saw something, it was like 4 to 6 hours is like what you should, but like never more than eight. You can push it to 9 for the people that work like an 8 hour day, I think.
So it obviously depends on a dog.
Yes, of course.
Depends on a household. It depends on all of these things. However, you know, if you want to use this tool, the crate, as an ethical way to, you know, for your dog to be safe in it, you shouldn't really leave them in the crate for extended amount of time.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Cause that's just not good for them.
There's lots of reasons
about
you know,
that.
If you do need to leave them in a crate for more than 8 hours, let's say, then I would absolutely recommend that you arrange someone to come into your house, let your dog out after maybe 5 hours or so, take them out for a walk, feed them, play with them, you know, just provide that social interaction.
And
you know, take them out for a potty break and things like
and
that.
Just so they can stretch
too. Break it up, right? And then you can be, you can have this peace of mind that you are not treating your dog unethically or your dog's not going to develop all these bad things like depression, loneliness, and boredom.
So, that's a very interesting take. So, one of the other things that could happen is they'll have a negative association with the crate. So if they do something bad and you punish them by forcing them to go in there, then they won't like it. They'll have fear, they'll have anxiety, they'll have resistance. So then when it is time for your dog to go in a crate, whether it's bedtime or car ride or all the things we talked about in the good points of crate training, they won't. They won't want to go in there. They'll be scared. They'll be nervous.
They'll be shaken. Yeah. Like they can have a legit panic attack if you don't create positive association with that crate, right? With that tool that you've been given.
Yeah, so never use it as a punishing tool. Like even if they do something bad, like so you can still give them like a timeout somewhere else or take the toy away or whatever they were doing, but don't throw them in a crate. Cause that's like, you know, it's like throwing a human into jail. We will have a negative association with jail. I've never been in jail, but I don't want to go in there, you know? So,
It's kind of the same. And I feel like a lot of people think of the crate as like a jail cell, right?
Like a timeout, naughty corner.
Yeah. But it shouldn't be. No. So that's the thing. Like, we don't want to create those negative association for our dog because we actually, like, we're not using that tool in a way that it was intended to be used.
So that's a big one.
So another thing that can happen if you are not using crate in the correct way is that your dog can, the joints can suffer. So if if there's lack of space in it.
Yes.
So you need to make sure that if you do have a house crate, that the crate is big enough for your dog to be able to stretch out a little bit. They can stand up in it. They can sit down in it.
They can turn around.
Yeah, it's pretty comfortable. You know, there's obviously different types of crates, and there are smaller ones that you would use, for instance, in a car.
Yes.
But if you have a crate in a house, then it should be a little bit bigger.
Especially if they're unsupervised for a very long time as well.
Yeah. So you want to make this nice and comfortable for them. Never confine them to like a tight little space where they can't literally move, because that would indeed be unethical. And you know, I'm not sure about larger breeds like Great Danes, whether there are a big enough crates for them.
I have no idea.
But if you do have a large breed like that, maybe, you know, you're going to opt in not to use a crate as such, but use a small room in your house.
Or like a playpen. Some people turn like at the little wire playpens and kind of make a section for that.
Yeah, to just like, you know, have a little safe space for them to be in whilst you are away from home.
Yeah.
And then you can be safe to know that your dog can stretch out properly. Yeah. They can, you know.
And not have, you know, future joint and muscle problems and all of that stuff.
So, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's one of the dangers.
Yeah. And then another one is the potential for accidents. So, I mean, as we know, if a dog's in there for too long, they can have like bathroom accidents, or they can, you know, accidentally pee or poo in the thing. They can have hygiene issues. So again, if they soil themselves in there and then they're lying in it, and that can cause all sorts of problems. And I mean, this is where we're talking about like a long time, I think, to do that, like way beyond the 8 hours.
It would take a long time for a dog to actually decide that they're going to soil
Of the crate. Unless they have like stomach problems or a health issue, like an underlying health issue that's normal. But, and then again, and that will lead back to the negative association, because now they'll see that as like a place you don't want to be in because it smells or it's dirty or things like that.
Make sure you clean it if the dog soils themselves in the crate.
And then, you know, obviously they'll have like discomfort and things like that if they do, you know, they're sitting or lying in their own pee and things like that. So, and that's huge, because it can cause health problems. It can cause skin irritations, things like that. Imagine your dog was a human. None of these you would want.
Yeah.
Like, we relate it to jail, and we're not saying jail's unethical, because to be honest, jails are probably nicer than
well,
a dog's great.
Well, jails have a negative association, right? But if, for instance, someone started throwing you chocolate inside of the jail cell, like, you'd be like, okay, it's not so bad, actually.
That's so true.
Do you know, there's actually these videos nowadays of people putting themselves inside of the crate because they're like, I just need my own safe space. Have you seen those?
Yeah, like the ones that have the big crates. I did see that. It's like, my dogs are annoying me. Yeah, there was someone eating like food in the crate while watching TV because the dog couldn't stop like jumping on her lap and stuff. I remember I saw that. That's so funny.
So like, people could actually treat the crate like, dogs would treat the crate as if you, for instance, I've had enough for the day. Like, I'm just so exhausted. Yeah. I want to go in a bath and just have my alone time. That's kind of how dogs should treat the crate. Yeah. Like, just the alone time by themselves, chilling. Like, that's what it should be. If you make your dog sit in a crate for a long amount of time, long enough for them to like pee or poo themselves inside of it, then You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you're not using it properly. That's dangerous. That's just not allowed, kind of thing.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, we are not saying crates are bad at all. We have another episode on all the benefits, all the advantages of crate training, and it's amazing. But just don't use it in any of the ways that we've just discussed, because then you're not only hurting the dog, you're hurting yourself, because now you're taking away the advantages, which go and watch or listen to that, because they're amazing. And it's just not right.
Yeah.
It's just not right.
I mean, to summarize the episode, I guess you could say that, you know, make sure that you don't leave your dog in the crate for a long amount of time.
Yeah.
Make sure that the crate is big enough for your dog. Yeah. So it's the proper size. Make sure that the crate is, you build a positive association yeah. with that crate. So feed them in there. You know, you can even put a couple little toys maybe, but don't leave it in there when you go out because your dog should be supervised yeah. with the toys. So maybe don't put the toys in there or yeah. like a fancy blanket or whatever. Like you don't really want that. And just don't let your dog pee or poo themselves in the yeah. crate.
I mean, and again, accidents happen. But
yeah,
that's,
accidents
that's
happen
fine.
When, you know, your dog has diarrhea or whatever, upset stomach. But, you know, just make sure that you clean it yeah. up. You put fresh stuff in there. So it's, and then build that positive association again,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. That's just a quick one for today. So we really hope you guys have been enjoying The Woofy Show. Just want to remind you to not forget to check out thewoofyshop.com. So it's kind of our partner company that we have awesome items for dog lovers like yourself. So if you haven't checked it out already, please do go to thewoofyshop.com, get some cool stuff. Pretty much most of the shirts you see us, if you're watching us on YouTube, that we wear are from there and lots of other cool items. So definitely check that out. Subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. If you haven't already liked it, like the video. Comment below if you know actually any other kind of dangers to crate use. Maybe we missed something or maybe you have an experience of something that happen. We would love to hear that story that we can potentially share it with other people. And share the content.
Share it because, you know, we all need to learn how to properly use the crates yep. and other dog tools.
Yeah, we all want to be a better dog parent or yeah. a better pet parent. That's what we want to do. So if you know someone that has a dog and they would kind of get value out of this, share it so we can all be better together.
Yes, yep. that's right.
So yeah, thanks everybody, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye for now.